Welcome.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
How are you today?
Bingo!
We would be honored if you would join us.
As always, we will be honored if anyone and everyone does join us. Welcome to His, Hers, Ours podcast, the podcast brought to you by your hosts, Caleb and Brittany, where we sit down and talk about our topics for the week and get each other's insight on it. Want to say hi?
Hello.
So we're both here, just in case you were wondering. And this week is going to be actually a little bit different than the previous weeks. And I only say that because, well, I feel like I say that every week, kind of. But this week, we are going to be talking about one overarching topic. And do you want to introduce that topic?
Animals, right?
Yeah. We'll be talking about animals.
It's kind of just a theme.
Yeah. So this episode isn't going to have... It's going to have his, hers, and ours portions, but again, it's just going to be talking about animals in general. This episode is probably going to be really fun, and I encourage anyone to please get in touch with us after the episode to talk about animals, because as you may or may not be able to tell, we're kind of excited, or at least I am. Brittany hasn't said much, but it should be a fun episode. So unless you have anything to say before I get into it... Without further ado, do you have anything to say?
Nope, take it away.
Okay, then. So, we came to the conclusion to talk about animals because, well, A, we really like them a lot. At least I do, and I know you do. And B, it's just something that has always been, well, there for us. Brittany had a cat. Or you want to talk about Luna? Just a little bit of background.
Luna's just my cat. She just turned 4. And I got her when I moved out. She was my first pet after I moved out, so she was, like, all mine.
You could say she was your first real friend when you moved.
My first real friend.
No, like, when you moved out. No, I don't know. You know what I mean. Like, she was your personal friend.
She's my friend from college who's going to be around forever.
Well, for, like, 20 years, so maybe another 10.
Maybe like 16 since she's already 4.
Yeah, so we'll hope, but I just went.
She's pretty great.
Yeah, so you've had Luna since she was a kitten, six weeks? Didn't you get her like super early?
I think 8 weeks, but she kind of was the cat. I hated cats before I got her, but I could only get a cat in my apartment, so she's kind of the cat who won me over and brought me over into the cat world. I love her. And she makes me love cats.
Yeah, it's funny how that works because I was kind of the same way. I didn't have a huge fondness for cats. I didn't not like them because I had multiple cats when I was growing up. But it was never something that I just didn't like want a cat. But the reason why I just wanted to get a quick background about our cats is because when I met Brittany, about 3 weeks after I met her, she ended up getting like...
I took him to get a cat.
Yeah, basically, she encouraged me to get a cat of my own, who is Leia. We've had for, 3 years.
She turns 3 in March.
Actually. No, she's already 3. That's when I got her. Okay. I've almost had her for 3 years. March 1st when she's 3 years old from my care. Her birthday is December 31st, in case anyone wants to send her a belated birthday
gift. What
about
Luna?
That's true, too, but... Luna's Halloween. It's quite a ways.
Okay.
It's okay. It's almost her half birthday. You could honor her half birthday. But cats, they're cool little creatures, and we both like them a lot now. And I just wanted to touch base with that. We wish we could have more animals, but we'll probably get into that a little bit later. But so we like animals. We like all kinds of animals. We'd probably have a household of animals if we could, or we are... living situations would allow it, but thus we don't, so we're stuck with our 2 kittens whom we love and they love us,
and our amphibian.
Oh yes, and Mr. Ramsey, who hopefully you guys have looked up an axolotl yet. If not, you should definitely look him up, or just go to your local pet store, not like a Petco or PetSmart, but they're at least in Washington, they're a big thing because there's a Spokane breeder, and I feel like that person gets around.
That sounds
Well, I'm just saying, like, because we saw them at Bridges, you know?
Yes.
And you don't necessarily see them everywhere, but there was a Spokane breeder, and then we found them. We moved across the state, and they're also over on this side, too, and it's kind of cool to see them around. But if you haven't looked them up, because they're cool little guys. We've had Ramsey for, when did we get him? Year? Two? Year and a half, probably? Probably been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've had him for a year and a half. He's an albino axolotl, and yeah, he's part of the family too.
They're a great pet.
They're very easy to take care of, mm-hmm. and they're really cool looking. So anyone looking for a good gift, you should go that route. Ah, that's a good segue, actually, because I wanted to talk about, in my portion, I wanted to just talk about animals in general, the kinds that I would like to have or why I think they're cool and why they're necessary, kind of. So I wanted to start it off by saying, yeah, I think if you can take care of any pet and you think you can do it, you should have one. If you don't think you can take care of an animal as a pet, then you shouldn't have one. So I'm talking to you, Cassie. I hope that you can take care of your new dog. I'm just joking.
I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah, we're jealous. That's why we're bitter. But yeah, my sister just got a dog for her birthday. Very cute.
It's little the cutest.
Little Labrador German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mix. Dobby, they named it.
No.
Oh, no. Dobby's God, the cat. Their cat. Draco, they named it. Sorry. I gotta get them confused. But so our family is an ever-growing pet family. We would love to get a dog, but our living situation just doesn't allow it, like I said. So we will keep with our two cats and our axolotl. But I think that if you can have any animal and you want to have it and think you can take care of it, I don't see there any reason you shouldn't.
Caleb, what's your dream pet?
My dream, ooh, gosh. My dream pet is probably, well, just a nice, you know, husky Alaska Malamute dog. Just because it'd be like my running partner, exercise partner, our travel exploration partner, I'm assuming. I can name it Arcanine for anyone who knows Pokemon. It's one of my actually favorite Pokemons. So even though I'm not currently using him in Pokemon Moon, sad face.
Well, why do you think everyone should have a pet?
I think everyone should have a pet because that's a good question. It teaches you responsibility and it forces you into that role. And I think it's good because it's almost like a premature adulthood sort of thing. And I say that because there's a lot of people that go off to college and start living on their own that don't know what it's like and what it's going to be like, you know, like paying bills and just keeping on top of everything. Because it is kind of hard at first and pretty stressful, especially if you're one person. I mean, we do it pretty well with two people because we are two people, but for me, I do certain things for our relationship that keep us going, and you do certain things that keep us on top of things. So it's kind of easier that way. But part of that stems back from our sports backgrounds, and part of that stems back, I think, from our nurturing pet backgrounds. And I say nurturing because I think it teaches you like a little bit of compassion and what it means for a relationship in general. Because you, when you get a pet, you're getting them for some sort of reason, right? Like, whether you want it or you need it for a specific reason, I mean, everyone's getting it for a reason, which is good. But if you aren't getting it, like, the pet is also there to get something out of it as well, if that makes sense. And I'm not, like, animal rights hoo-ha striving for. I'm just saying, like, they have, you know, they're a thing, a living thing.
They're a real thing.
Yeah, so they're also expecting, you know, to just have be fed or maybe just taken outside a few times or whatever type of animal it is, what it needs. You know, birds need other things. Snakes don't need a lot. Whatever. Maybe you let your rat run around the house because it can do that. But it's just you need to understand that they go hand in hand. Like you and your pet go hand in hand. Leia wouldn't be Leia if I didn't do the things I did for her, because she needs that, and she does things for me that keep me sane to some degree that you or Luna, I guess, can't do sometimes. So I don't know. Does that make sense? Is that kind of...
Yes.
Do you think that... I mean, what do you think about...
About having a pet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's different reasons to have them. Like, I think when I got Luna, I was more towards just... loneliness. Well, I wasn't really lonely, but I was kind of homesick and
yeah, like I
just moved out. Yeah,
because like she was there to be your partner in crime.
So yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
But that could be a reason, and just like you want a dog because you think it will get you more active. You want because I don't always want to go run with you ever.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think
so. It'd be cool for you to have a running partner.
I think we've gone once together. At least we go on hikes and stuff and walks.
Yeah, but yeah, I think pets are cool, but Only if you can take care of them.
Yeah, if you can take care of them. If you can't, you should just swallow your own pride and get rid of it for its own sake. That's my opinion. I don't know. I guess we've never really talked about it. What do you think? I mean, I think if you really just, like I said, because both parties should be getting something out of it, just like a normal relationship. Everyone's getting something out of it, both sides. So I think if you can't hold up your end of the bargain, then you should give it to someone who can.
Yeah, I think that too, but I think you can't just get rid of it necessarily. Like, I don't think you should just go drop your dog off at the pound one day because it's hard to take care of them.
Well, no, it's not. Okay, actually elaborate.
Like, I don't think that if you get, I think if you get a dog, you're committing to the dog. So I don't think it's fair to just a couple years later decide you don't want to commit anymore and just, like, drop it off at the pound.
Then what would you do?
I would say you would be responsible to find it a new home.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant. I didn't mean...
Okay, well, I'm just saying because
right.
I think a lot of pets are abandoned.
They are.
And I think that's very irresponsible. Like, just, I wouldn't encourage someone
that's
to get
true.
A pet if, like, you're not willing to commit to it. But I do agree with you that if you are finding that you aren't able to take care of it, why would you not get rid of it?
Yeah, hopefully people can be a little bit more like self-conscious about it, which it's hard to do. I understand, like, people don't like to admit when they're wrong. It's just one of those human traits, which is still interesting too, because people, you should be able to do that, I think. But regardless of that fact, if you find yourself doing that, yeah, I think you should be able to find it a new home and try to, at least, because there's someone out there that'll more than likely take that dog off of your hands for whatever reason. Again, goes back to a certain reason, but okay, well, that's good. I thought we were on the same page there, so yeah.
What are some other pets you've had?
Well, you would know this, but not a lot of other people did. I actually had African pygmy hedgehogs. One of my really good friends and I, when I went off to college, she decided, I don't even remember how in the hell it came up.
Didn't you want to breed them?
Well, we wanted to get them so we could breed them and make some money off of them, but I don't remember how that idea even spawned. Oh no, actually I do. It just came to me. So Lacey had shown me this Instagram of this hedgehog named Biddy the Hedgehog. It's like a traveling hedgehog, and that's why it was kind of interesting to me. But it's like this hedgehog that these owners take everywhere. So it was pretty cool to see that. But then she's like, yeah, it's an African pygmy hedgehog. And I actually found someone that sells them. And we were like, oh, okay. So long story short, we ended up getting two, a male and a female, Lana and ASAP. And we bred them. I sold a few of them over the course of a while and ended up at some point actually getting rid of all of them, because at one point Lana had a litter and they all died. And that was kind of sad to see. So I gave them to a better place. I think I gave a couple to the local pet store and then sold the other ones to hopefully better owners. But yeah, I had hedgehogs. I've had rats, mice in the past, hamsters. I've had a few snakes, which are cool. Never had any birds. Had a couple dogs, had a couple cats. And I don't know if I'm missing anything. Pretty much covers the bases. The most exotic animal I've ever had is a hedgehog. And I'd encourage you to look into them as pets. They're pretty cool as long as you take care of them. And they like you. Again, as long as you take care of them. But I guess that's any pet. So what about you? You've had a lot. I know you probably can't even listen well because you were like on a farm at one point.
Yeah. When we were pretty young, we were on a farm. So we had a whole barn full of cows and calves and goats and sheep, horses, chickens, ducks, all of those things.
Fish. Oh, I think I've had some fish in my life. I guess I forgot about them.
I'm sure everyone has had
lizards.
Fish.
Ooh, lizards. I've had a couple of those.
I had a lizard too.
Yeah.
Had quite a few sheep because we raised them.
4-H or what? Yeah.
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 I had a rabbit once.
Yeah, I know you'd like to get another rabbit.
We had dogs, of course, lots of puppies and lots of cats and kittens. Yeah, all sorts of pets.
Sounds like fun. I know if we could one day, we'd like to get a horse.
Yeah, horses would be cool, but they are a lot of work.
They're definitely a lot of work, but I mean,
it'd be hard to travel with a horse.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we'd have to consider that. And that's what it always comes back to for us, is that since we want to travel around a lot and we're constantly planning these trips, it's like, what makes the most sense to be able to get and do? Like, we want these animals because we like them and we think they bring some other personality to our family or whatnot. But at the end of the day, we always have to ask ourselves, is it, you know, worthwhile to get because we want to be gone for so much? And I think it's, we'll figure it out as we go, as we kind of have before. So I guess we'll see. I would like to get a bird at some I know.
I've had a bird.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't actually want a bird. I have 3 birds tattooed on me. So
yeah, I get that.
I mean,
birds as pets can be cool, but they are just so messy, and they're loud.
Yeah, it's all about how they're trained. Your cousin has...
Yeah, their bird is cool, but it's still messy.
It's true, but he's trained, so he's somewhat quiet. He's an interesting guy. I don't remember his name, but it's kind of cool. But, I mean, I guess that's just kind of my view on animals and what I've had and...
Oh, I have one last question.
Yeah, sure.
So, speaking of Leia...
Yeah.
Your current kitten...
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that you own her or that she owns you?
I think that's an easy question, but I'm pretty sure that I own her.
Really?
Yeah. It's Leia. Okay, so I guess a little bit of background. So Leia is a great cat, but she relies on me for everything. Like, I am her one... I'm the sun of her life, literally.
Yeah, basically whenever Caleb's gone, her whole life is a meltdown.
Literally, yeah. When the very first trip I was gone, literally scarred her for life, and we pretty much had to retrain her how to use the litter box. My family knows that she had, like, issues using bathtubs as her pooping grounds and just all sorts of stuff, emotional trauma from me being gone for so long.
It was only like 10 days.
I know.
But it did scar her for life.
It did. I think she's pretty much cured
she's
now.
She's gotten over it 3 yeah. years later.
And we figured out how to cope with it. But she just, she has some issue, like some severe daddy issues. in a good way, because she really loves me. I mean.
She's dependent on Caleb.
Yeah. So I think that
makes sense.
I own her.
Because when I was thinking about that question, as far as Luna goes.
She owns you somewhat.
Yeah. Luna is not a dependent cat.
No.
She is, I guess, spoiled because.
She's a sassy, spoiled cat.
She's sassy, but she's so sweet. And I love her so much. But she definitely.
Owns you because of that.
Yeah. She like.
Just answered your own question.
She gives me just enough love to keep me, like, in love with her. And then she does whatever she needs to do to get what she wants. And she gets what she wants. Like, for example, she's gotten into this bad habit where she needs fresh water. So she'll either sit at the sink and wait for us to turn the water on for her.
Meowing at
yeah.
the same time.
She'll meow and
her
be all cute.
Cute little meow.
Or she'll come and sit by her water dish, which is full of water. And meow until we refill it with fresh water.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure why that happens and why she has developed that trait, but...
And she gets mad if we don't do what she wants.
Yeah.
So I just keep her happy. So she definitely owns me.
Yeah. Hopefully one day we can let them out, and I think that'll cure their somewhat... I mean, Leia's dependent on, well, again, even more so, too, on me to give her fresh food every morning. She'll greet me.
She'll
lay on me.
Yeah, she'll wake him up.
Just to give her food.
Even if she has food already.
She just wants me to give her food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a routine for
yeah,
her
it's just
at this point.
The act of giving her new food.
Yeah. And I think hopefully anyone that has a cat sort of like that, I mean, hopefully you relish in that fact. Because I remember... And it's my own fault for saying it, but I remember when I told Brittany when I first got Leia, when she was a little kitten, only 8 weeks old, that I wanted her to just love me as much as she could. Or I don't remember how I said it, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, he was worried that Leia wouldn't love him as much as Luna loves me.
Yeah, basically. And because,
you know, like cats choose their humans.
Yeah, and I was scared that she wasn't going to choose me. And
now he's like, oh my God, Leia. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because she's way too much.
There's time. I'm eating at the dinner table.
She's clingy.
She'll come sit by me, and then she'll get on my lap and just sit there and purr.
Yeah.
And when we're sleeping or when we're trying to sleep, all the time. She follows me around, basically. She's clingy.
She likes to be as close to Caleb as she can.
Literally.
And, like, being on his lap isn't good enough. She has to be, like, in his face.
Yeah, which is fine. But I guess what I was just getting at is, yeah, hopefully anyone that has any pet like that, they have accepted that and basically love the pet for it. Because that's what I think of when I think of Leia. And hopefully that's what you think of when you think of your little Dougie or whatever.
Little Dougie?
I don't know. It's just the first name that came to my head. But
oh, you're talking to them, not me.
Yeah, yeah. But
oh, you guys should send us pictures of your cats and tell us about them.
No, like I said at the beginning, any pets. We want to hear about them. From the most exotic pet, you know, the macaw.
Email them to us.
Yeah, email them, Twitter, Instagram us, tag us. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll tell you where at the end. Okay, is it my turn now?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, we're just going, so... What do you got for your portion this week?
Oh, Caleb. So this week I thought it'd be fun to play another game. So for my portion, I wanted to play Heads Up.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. Basically, it's...
Animal Edition, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this game is an app, and it's basically like headbands. If you've ever played that?
Most people have, except I don't remember what the name was, but when you talk, yeah, they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people play it, like, in line at Disneyland.
Yeah, we've seen that a few times. So,
yeah, you just get the app, and then it'll have different categories, and it'll have words that pop up on the screen, and you hold it on your forehead, and the other person has to describe the word so that you can guess it.
Yeah, it's fun, and... It's kind of challenging, so I'm assuming then you have the app and you're pretty much ready to go here?
Yep.
Okay.
Animal Edition.
Oh, man.
We'll just do quick play.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So if anyone has any good animal facts, I'd also like to hear them. So again, at the end, we'll tell you where.
Oh, I forgot my animal facts.
It's okay.
Can I tell you after this game?
Of course. That's what I figured you would do.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, because... That makes the most sense, but we have some animal facts for...
Yeah, I gathered up some cool facts.
Yeah, and okay. I know you're pretty excited.
Yeah,
but
they're good ones.
So let us know those too, but anyways,
okay.
Without further ado...
I'll go first.
Okay, go for it. So I have to give you clues, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put them in chowder?
Clams!
Yeah, good job.
No. Wait, I think I told
you. Yeah, there you go. Has stripes...
Zebra.
No, the other, it's a cat.
Tiger.
Yep, we're good at this. It stings you, but it's not a bee.
A jellyfish? It's,
no, it's still a
wasp.
Yeah, a wasp. Oh, wow. The opposite of, let's see, so we have cats.
Dogs?
No. Well, yes. Okay, let me finish. We have cats, and there's a fish that's named after them, but what would be the opposite of that?
A catfish, opposite of a catfish? No idea.
Come on, you can get this one. You just had it on the tip of your tongue.
Dog fish?
Yes,
but
dog
you said fish.
Fish. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that?
No.
Oh, okay, we won't count that one. Just exit out of that one. Oh, our time's up.
Oh my gosh. I don't think that was very good.
How is that not good?
We got three.
We got four. Oh, we only did get three. Well, that's because you couldn't figure out dog fish, man.
He used the word fish.
All right, well...
I guess I should...
Apparently, when you're playing this game, you can't use any of the words that are there.
Yeah, it's just like catchphrase.
Okay.
And we were just playing that. Okay, so now it's your turn.
All right, I guess...
You have to... Oh, you tilt it down when it's right.
Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it waddles, and it's like in the Arctic.
Penguin.
Yeah.
I like penguins.
Oh, it's a type of bird.
That's... helpful and descriptive.
It's a big bird.
Brown. Is
it? It's brown.
A big brown bird?
Maybe you should just pass it. I can't think. Oh, it's another kind of bird. It's like another name for a crow.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
oh, gosh.
A black bird.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. A black, come on. Can you rhyme it or something?
No.
Is it a vulture?
No. Just skip it.
Okay.
Okay, it's a type of cat. It has...
Siamese.
No, it has a really pretty print. It's kind of big, and it has spots kind of...
Leopard. Snow leopard. Cheetah.
You're out of time.
Was it a cheetah?
No.
What the heck was it?
Jaguar.
Oh my god. You should have said the car cat.
The what?
The car cat. It's...
What's that?
Well, because there's a Jaguar car.
Oh.
The car? Come on.
I'm sorry.
We gotta get better at this.
The bird was a raven.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was not my fault.
Well, you could have said Craven.
No, I couldn't.
All right, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so Caleb got...
Oh, I knew it was a falcon. Damn. I didn't even guess it.
Caleb got one. So far, I'm winning.
All right, what do we... Okay. Who knows animals better?
I don't know. But
I think I can describe them better. I think that's what we've learned.
No, I'm just a better guesser.
Okay.
That's what I've
learned. We'll go through one more round. So if you think you know animals, I encourage you to try this because apparently it's hard. Because I think I know some animals and, well, it should show because I give good clues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Round two.
Three.
Get ready.
Oh, round two for me?
Yeah. All right. They eat these little guys and you always see them.
Shark.
No. on the ground. They have four legs. They have really long tails, really long snout. And
anteater.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. So these are Chinese bears.
Panda.
Yes. Now it's something that rhymes with a color. I don't think I've ever seen one of these. Okay. Primary colors.
Red.
Put it together.
Panda red.
No other way.
Red panda.
There you go. Okay. Oh, what I guessed last time when I was talking about crow.
Raven.
No, I didn't guess Raven.
Oh, vulture.
Yes. Ooh, we saw these in Costa Rica. Oh, these are one of my favorite little birds. Except I can't say bird.
Oh, crap. It's a type of bird.
Damn it.
I'll pass it.
Okay, it was hummingbird.
Aw.
Ooh, these go ribbit.
Frog!
Yeah. they stuff their cheeks with something.
Chipmunk.
Yep. Okay, we didn't get that one, but we should have.
Okay,
because it was
fine.
Going. Okay, it's done. Time's up. Yeah. Oh, that's a really good point. I'm glad I saw that word. So when we were in Costa Rica, there was these hummingbird gardens up in the cloud forest where we were there. And let me tell you, hummingbirds, when they're up close and you can just see them doing their thing.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They're so cool.
Yeah. There was like hundreds flying around us.
Yeah. It was insane. We got our cameras out and we did like some slow mo of them. Mm-hmm. And even then, it was just, oh my gosh,
they're
it was
beautiful.
So cool. We made a couple movies. Yeah, we'll have to share them. But
I can put them on Instagram.
Yeah, hummingbirds are amazing. So if you ever have a chance to see them in a hummingbird garden, you'll see a lot of them. And when we were there, there wasn't a lot of people. So that was kind of nice too.
Yeah.
That was fun. Okay, give me one more round.
Okay,
of this.
I got five.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. So,
place it on your forehead.
I am.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Oh, it has black around its eyes. It sneaks around garbages at night.
Raccoon.
Yeah. Oh, they have little holes in your house. Like in Cinderella, there's Gus Gus.
Mice?
Just
mouse?
One. Yeah.
Okay.
Skip it.
Come on.
They're annoying little flies, like little tiny flies.
Fruit flies?
No, they like buzz in your face and stuff, like in the grass. You know, like little tiny.
Fireflies?
No.
No. Ooh, we saw fireflies in Costa Rica too.
Okay, just skip it.
All right. I'm distracted.
Okay, not a cat, but a...
Dog.
Yeah. A type of big, huge fish in the sea that has sharp teeth.
Shark.
What kind of shark?
Hammerhead shark.
Color. Huge
red shark.
Shark.
Blue shark.
No, a big...
Two shark, four shark. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, like the big kind of shark.
What in the world's a big shark?
That's a color.
I honestly don't know. Why can't I think a yellowtail shark? That's a thing, I think.
No.
What is it?
Come on, you gotta get this one.
God, red, blue, yellow, green. What
think
other
of sharks? Name your sharks.
I just named all the ones I know. A hammerhead, which is like my favorite.
No, you didn't name like you named two sharks.
A great white?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, well you ran out of time.
Obviously. All right, well, I tried. I still think we make a better team if I'm making a gnat. Oh.
Yeah, and the one I skipped was barracuda.
Oh, you should have said you should have said the song. Ooh, barracuda. You never played that on Rock Band? Excuse me, Guitar Hero. If anyone has, I guarantee you everyone has played that stupid Heart song. I'm pretty sure it's by Heart. Barracuda.
Well, I only really played Rock Band.
Freaking Guitar Hero 3. I remember... Oh, man, yeah. Good memories.
Rock Band better.
Good memories.
Okay. Well, I think that guessing-wise, I won, but hint-wise, you won.
Yeah. Well, we know that's what we should do when it comes to charades, so I guess that's a good learning thing.
Okay, you're
just
right.
Just like catchphrase, which we also learned. I'm pretty good at giving clues.
I'm pretty good at guessing.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Okay, let me give you my facts.
All right, so lay them on
me. Okay, you didn't read these yet, right?
No.
Okay, so first...
I saw something about otters, but...
Yeah, my first one. Otters hold hands while they sleep so they don't float away from each other.
Oh my gosh, so like...
How cute.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't. They live in the ocean, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I guess.
If anyone knows the answer, freshwater or not, I love otters. I used to, my favorite Beanie Baby was this little otter guy. I don't remember his name.
You want to know another fun fact?
Sure.
When I worked at Dairy Queen, we gave everyone an animal, basically what animal you reminded them of, and I was an otter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's cute, I guess. It makes sense.
Super cute.
All right.
Okay, fact number two. Male puppies often let the females win when they are playing games, even if the male has the advantage.
Huh, really?
Yeah, how nice is that? I don't know if that's true.
Oh, I mean, I guess I could believe it if they model that after their humans, but you also have to have a family that does that.
I know. I found all these facts on Board Panda, so I don't know how accurate they are, but...
Well, that's cool. If anyone could shed some light on that, that'd be cool. I mean, I would expect that sometimes that happens in the real world, you know, but like with a family like us, I wouldn't let you win, I don't think, unless I was really feeling nice, just because we're competitive. I know you wouldn't let me win because you like to win. So,
yeah, I get pissed if I lose.
So, yeah.
Okay, so the next one is, there's a prison in Washington, apparently, that pairs death row... In quotes, shelter cats, like the ones that are
going to get put down. Yeah, I think I've heard this actually before.
Yeah, they pair those cats with select inmates as part of a rehab program.
Yeah, I actually...
It's pretty cute.
What's, you don't have the name.
No, I couldn't figure out what prison it is.
It's okay, but I feel like I've heard of that. Yeah, that's interesting. That's cool. That's a good way.
Yeah, I thought that was so nice.
I mean, even though I guess they probably shouldn't... I don't know who it's nice to. Maybe more the cat than the inmate who did something wrong to be on death row.
But... Yeah, but no. It's not saying the inmates are on death row.
Oh, that's what you just said.
Yeah, but I said that's why it's in quotes. The death row is talking about the shelter cats.
Oh.
Like the cats are on death row at the shelter.
Okay, never mind. Then yeah, that's nice. I guess the prisoners get a...
Well, it just goes to show that like animals like cats can be really good emotional support animals.
Well, yeah, that's another reason I guess I never really brought up. They can be...
That kind of goes along with, like, loneliness or,
they're just a good
anxiety.
Support thing that you can have in your life, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love them. Okay, next one is... Do you know how to say this? It's a type of monkey?
No, macaques. I don't know.
Well, some sort of monkey in Japan.
It's like what I just said.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They use coins in vending machines for snacks.
Okay, so what do you mean?
So, have you ever seen Over the Hedge?
Yes.
You know how, like, part of the movie, the animals are, like, going over to those vending machines and, like, getting snacks out?
So those monkeys can do that?
Apparently those monkeys will find coins, like, on the streets and stuff and go over to vending machines and get themselves snacks.
Oh, see, they must have learned that, because there wouldn't be any other reason that they would know other than they have picked that up. Wow.
And I think that's actually true, because I looked at another fact website, and it was there, too.
I believe it. I guess we'll have to check it out when we ever go there, hopefully in two years or so.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Okay, and then apparently dolphins have names for each other,
like
which
Echo?
I thought is cute, or Bubbles.
Where do you get Bubbles from?
I don't know.
Oh.
I made it up.
Oh.
Like, they probably make names up for each other.
How do they... I wonder how they... Wow, that's weird.
Because they have, like, a language.
Yeah.
Dolphins are so cute.
Yeah.
Made me love them even more.
Dolphins are really pretty animals. I mean, I never... I know you talked about my dream animal. Did it have to be a realistic dream animal?
Would you like to have a dolphin as a pet?
No, but maybe, like... A hammerhead shark or a macaroni penguin. Those guys,
I'll get you a Bali shark. Aren't those the little
tiny
ones?
Yeah, they're the little. They can grow, I think, up to like 12 or 14 inches if you let them.
All right, I'll get you one of those.
Well, yeah, but you said that we can't get a bigger aquarium. I don't even know where we'd put that.
You're right. You're not getting any new animals.
Well,
I just wanted to know your dream.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think a macaroni penguin. I used to be obsessed with those little guys. If anyone hasn't seen a macaroni penguin, go look it up right now, because they're really cool. They're better than emperor penguins. And, yeah, their name is Macaroni.
That's cute.
It is. Anyways, what other cute facts do you have for me?
Here's my last one, which I thought was the coolest.
Okay.
Apparently, dogs' nose prints are as unique as our fingerprints, and they can be identified by their nose print.
You know, I feel like I have actually heard that one too, and I don't know why, but it kind of makes sense. I mean, yeah.
How cool.
What about cats? Do you think cats have nose prints?
Probably not as defined. I doubt it's like identifiable.
Yeah, it's true. They're smaller. Maybe that makes a difference. We should try it with ours.
Dogs have like textured noses.
Yeah, cats, they're kind of furry in part of their face. Huh?
They're like smooth, yeah.
Yeah, and they're small. I guess I already said that. We could try it, but I don't think our cats would probably prefer that. I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys want to try out your nose prints? Nope, they're sleeping, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of cats, are you going to bring that up too?
Sure.
If you guys like cats or are just interested in them at all, there's a documentary on Netflix that we watched probably 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. What's it called?
It's called The Lion in Your Living Room.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes of some very cute cats doing cat things with some like doctors and cat lovers. Insight yeah. on them. It was kind of fun, but if you have cats and you want to watch this, you should do it while they're in the room.
Yeah, Leia was watching the whole thing. And she was so into it.
They were both into it. Leia more so than yeah. Luna, but
because there's a lot of meowing.
Yeah, I always wonder what they're saying, and it's kind of interesting to me. But check that out. Yeah, Lion in Your Living Room.
Oh, on Netflix. I don't know if you said.
Yeah, you did. So cool. All right. Well, that was fun games, fun facts. I guess we'll move into this other part, which I'm still not 100% sure how it's going to work, but I know you're going to explain it to me. And I will say, again, if you like this part, you should try it out because I bet you'd be, or with your significant other, or just someone else that spends a lot of time with that animal, because it'd probably be interesting to see what you both think is going yeah. to be said. So explain what
okay,
you brought
so
up to
for
me.
Our portion, we're going to be interviewing our cats, Luna and Leia.
We should interview Ramsey too, but he probably wouldn't say Jack. He'd just sit there and look quiet. Weird.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to interview Leia, and Caleb's going to interview Luna, and hopefully they'll sit over here with us for a little bit.
They won't.
But we're going to try. So when I interview Leia, I'm going to ask her questions, and Caleb's going to basically be the human voice for her.
Yeah, I'm not going to change my voice.
No.
Okay.
He's just
saying
what he
wondering.
Thinks Leia would think.
Yeah.
And then same thing for me. I'll be the voice of Luna.
Yeah, this will be interesting because I think we know how our cats are, kind of like we talked about before, and you probably know how your cat is if you have one, because they're all super different and unique and individualistic, so that's cool. But anyways.
Do you want to go grab Leia?
No, because then she'll never leave.
But I'm interviewing her.
I don't know where she is.
Go grab her.
No, okay.
Okay, so Caleb got Leia.
Yeah, I found her. And she's here, so...
All right, Leia. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
I don't think she heard you.
Hey, Leia.
No, Leia. She's just content in my arms.
Okay. Well, my first question for you, Leia, is how was your day?
It was great. My dad gave me love. That's all I wanted. And he gave me food, and he gave me water, and I sat on his lap like 5 times. I'll probably sit on his lap when he eats dinner. And I can't really ask for much else. I laid by the warm fire, and it's just so nice in there. And I have my seat, my rocking chair, and that's nice. And Luna didn't swipe at me today. Wait, no, she did. We played in the plant. So my day has been okay. I slept. I feel good. How about yours?
Oh, my day has been great. Thank you for asking, Leia.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, because I taught my cat manners, guys.
I'm really glad to hear you had a good day. Leia, what's your favorite activity?
To lay on my dad's lap. Period. Oh.
So you're pretty happy to be here?
Yes.
And what do you do during the day while you're home when Caleb's not here?
I sit at the door and wait. And when I hear him, I pounce to the front door. Every time the door opens, I think it's him, and sometimes it's not. But a lot of the times it is. and that makes me happy.
So you go greet him?
Oh, yeah. Unless that dog is there. I don't like the dog.
Oh, yeah.
She scares me.
I know.
Yeah, I spend it sleeping in my chair and just cleaning myself sometimes. Mostly just sleeping and waiting and sleeping and waiting and sleeping and waiting.
Well, I guess that sounds nice, just sleeping all day.
Yeah, it's sometimes nice. But that's why we keep you up sometimes, too, because we slept so long during the day. So I guess I apologize.
Thank you for your apology.
Of course.
Leah, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
Oh, I'm always ready for the day.
Oh, you don't get ready?
No, I might clean my left paw a little bit because it always, that's the one I use for my water dipping. But other than my left paw and getting a little, you know, stuff out of there.
So
nope,
you
kind of
go like all natural?
Yeah, definitely. I like it.
No, like doing your hair or makeup in the mornings?
No, my dad does that for me. He gives me some brushes and pets and that's all I need.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, it is cute of him.
So what do you do if you ever get bored?
I sit and wait for my dad.
And that's not boring.
Nope. But if I'm bored, I realize that I miss him and then I just have to sit and wait.
Mm.
Or I'll try to wake up Luna, but sometimes she beats me. So
beats you?
Yeah. She scratched me a few times in my lifetime.
Would you say she's a bully?
Yes.
Would you say you get bullied?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's okay though. I deserve it sometimes. I egg her on. But I can't stand up for myself, so it's okay. My dad has to do it for me. It's so nice of him.
Oh, okay. Well, last question, Leah, and then you can go. Well, you'll probably stay, but...
Yes, I will stay. I'm happy.
Leah, if you could have your own pet, what kind of pet would you get?
Ooh, I would have that thing in the tank that I like to drink out of. That guy is so cool. I think we're friends.
Are you
even
talking
though...
about your... sort of brother.
Yeah, my Ramsey. What do you guys call him? Step or half or something like that?
He's just your bro.
Okay, well, yeah, hit him, whatever he's called.
You'd get an axolotl.
Yeah, they're cool. And we can like be together because there's a wall between us and sometimes I don't understand how that wall works, but
you can see in his world but you can't get in there.
Yeah, and I feel bad for him sometimes because he's just in there staring out into the abyss that is our crazy weird apartment thing. That's what it's called, right? An apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that word a lot. I just have never. Okay, so it's a place of living and dwelling. Sometimes I wish I could go outside. Oh, that's one thing I do when I'm bored. I sit and look outside because as much as me and Luna don't get along sometimes, we get along a lot, but a lot of the times we definitely get along when we're looking outside because we both want to go outside so
bad. One thing you sisters have in common.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I have, no, that's it. That's it,
wow.
Leah.
Okay, then.
That was really amazing, Caleb.
Yeah, thanks, Leah, for coming in.
Oh, there she goes.
Yep, she's done. Look at that. All right.
Bye, Leah. Thanks for chatting with us.
Yep, I'm sure she says you're welcome. Okay.
Are you ready to interview Luna?
Yes, but I don't think you're going to get her
no,
up
she's
here.
She's just going to be over on the couch next to us.
All right. Well, that's fine. And just so everyone knows, I'm going to ask Brittany the same questions because I want to hear the same answers from her cats. So, without any other interruptions, here we go. Luna, do you care if I ask you a few questions or anything?
Proceed.
All right. Thank you for your... your blessing, your excellence. Well, how was your day today?
It was lovely. I ruled the kingdom, got my masters to do everything I wanted.
You ruled the kingdom, so what? Who do you rule in your kingdom?
My masters.
No, but no. Okay, so you rule your masters, but you—that's it. You just
and my sister Leia.
Oh well, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. What about the dog? How do you deal with somewhere the dog?
I just hiss at her, and then she gets scared and runs away.
You must be ever and all-powerful to be able to do that.
Yes, I rule this kingdom.
Wow. Well, good on you, because I don't know if I could rule this kingdom the way you do.
I just show a little bit of terror and a little bit of sympathy and love.
Yeah, I've heard you can be quite, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but quite enticing in how you deal with conflict. You bring the hammer down, as some people would say. Would you agree with that statement that some of your you know, peasants in your kingdom, of course, have said these kind of things to you.
Yes, I'm aware.
That's fine.
I just have to show them who's boss so they take me seriously.
You don't think they'd take you seriously otherwise?
I think if I acted otherwise, I'd be like Leia and not be the ruler of this kingdom.
It's probably true. So
yes.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's good. Is that your favorite activity then, to rule your kingdom? Or do you like to do other things? I've seen you a couple times trying to sneak out. Is that one of your favorite games to try to sneak out and get kicked at?
Oh, yes, yes. Because I like to explore the outdoor world outside of my castle. But my favorite activity is probably drinking from the fresh streams.
The fresh streams, yeah. That you have pleasantly instructed your masters to give.
Yes, I have to ask for it to be turned on. I demand for it to be turned on.
Do you demand politely, or is it...
Sometimes I ask nicely, but I get a little impatient.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you're the queen, so
yes.
You have that right.
Yes, I deserve fresh water.
Well, if you can't get fresh water because they're not home, what are you doing? Anything? Or are you sitting there sleeping on your throne, wherever that may be in that time of day? Or are you doing something secretly?
I usually groom and get myself beautiful all day. I sometimes practice my meowing.
Yeah, I've heard that can be quite difficult to master.
Yes.
Yeah, especially the right tones and everything to fluctuate and mm-hmm. get that resonance across for...
Yeah, I have to make sure that my meows
perfectly,
let my masters yeah. know what I'm demanding.
Perfect. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, that's good to hear. Speaking then of ruling, is it take long for a queen to get ready without...
Oh, yes, 14 hours.
Of what?
Grooming.
14 hours of grooming.
Yes.
Is that...
I spend the majority of my day getting ready.
Does that ever get old?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it because you don't like to let anyone else groom you. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, why is that?
I don't like to be touched.
But why? They're just trying to help you, maybe.
It's disrespectful.
To touch a queen or to touch you?
Both.
Okay, well.
I just groomed. I don't want to be touched, and I don't want my fur to be messed up.
All right, well, we'll move on then. Thank you for that. If you, this might be my last question for you, because I think you've given the audience enough of the insight on all of your matters about your kingdom. Actually, I have two more questions.
Okay.
One, if you could have your own pet, which it sounds like you already do have your own pets, what would it be?
I like dogs. I want my own dog.
How would you coexist?
Well, I would teach the dog that I'm in charge and have the dog be my loyal servant.
That sounds about right. Basically what you've done so far in your kingdom, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes...
But dogs are not as wise.
Some would say, yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. Definitely not as wise as, you know, the great Luna. So,
correct.
That's good. All right, then. I also have to ask, do you think you'd be able to expand your kingdom to other places? Do you think you have that willpower? Or do you think there's other queens and kings that might overthrow you that you'd be fearful of? I mean, do you think you could take them on eventually?
Do you mean, like, take over the world?
No, I guess potentially, yeah. If you could take over the world, do you think you could do it?
No. I wouldn't want to. I like just having my little kingdom.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, well.
I love my masters here. I love my sister who I can terrorize.
Yeah.
I love the dog that I also terrorize.
Yeah.
I love my bed, sleeping on my master's shoulder.
Yeah, it's a good bed, I've heard.
I get love when I want it. I get water when I want it. I get food when I want it. And nothing could be better.
Guess you're pretty content with your life, huh?
I love it.
Well, that
Except I do wish I could roam outside my castle a little
it's
more.
It's okay. I think one day you'll be able to. So don't hold...
I'm waiting for it to be safe out there.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's not safe for you. So I think that's why your masters don't let you out. But someday I believe they will. So just know that. Keep that in mind.
I must go.
Okay. Do your thing.
Well... That was that.
So basically what you needed to learn from that is you got a very good taste of what we have figured out from our relationship with our animals and each other, how they would act and how they react. And basically that sums it up. So I like I said before, I it that was I mean that was fun. Because I pretty much knew that's how Luna would probably talk to us.
That's exactly what I expected from Leia.
Yeah. So I think we did it pretty well, too. So kudos.
You did amazing.
Kudos to us. But we should go into acting. Hopefully, if anyone knows anyone that's listening, maybe you can, you know, hook us up with. I've been told that I should get into voice acting.
Yeah.
Or announcing. So if anyone could throw me a bone there, that'd be cool. Yes, that was a pun. Again, if anyone didn't know. But yeah, let us know. I guess that pretty much concludes this episode. Hopefully you guys had a little bit of fun. We were trying to get away from the serious, but also we still talked about something that was dear to our hearts and everything that we hadn't necessarily talked about before. Yeah, just what do you have to add? Well, of course, thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's all, really. Thank you so much for listening if you made it through this episode. Are you ready to just for some last-minute notes?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so first off, if you're listening, please, please go on iTunes and leave us a review. You can be honest, just let us know what you think. But it would really help us get discovered by other people. It just brings you up kind of in the charts so that people can find our podcast.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, we don't need like super attention, but I mean, if you're listening, why not just leave a star rating
on
iTunes?
Yeah, it just helps people find our podcast, so that'd be cool. Also, if you're going to go to a review, you might as well subscribe to our channel, and basically just us letting you know when we release new episodes, just like this one.
Yeah, which is pretty much every Monday, so just look out for that.
Yep. And then email us if you had anything to add in. It's hishersourspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. We have yet to receive any mail from anyone, so please just let us know. We'll be happy to get in touch with you. I promise, honestly.
You can also find us on Instagram, hishersourspodcast, and Twitter is hishersourspod.
Yep. Either one of those. Like I said, we'll be happy to get in touch with anyone.
Yep. And then I guess the last thing is our GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. Got to mention that.
Yeah. So we're still prepping for our Europe trip in August.
Which we should probably start doing like an update section.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated. We'll do that. There's some cool stuff.
We'll start that
on
next week because there's probably a little bit too much to listen. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But if you wanted to support our trip or donate to us instead of giving us gifts for birthdays/holidays, you can do that at gofundme.com/Caleb and Britt go to Europe.
Yeah, or just search it on the GoFundMe site. It's pretty easy. It's a really easy system to use overall. You don't pay any fees for donating either. And yeah, it's pretty simple and straightforward. So
that's a lot of homework for you guys, but it just had to be thrown out there.
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you, Luna and Leia, again for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in as well.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and we will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Stick a fork in me. I am done. See you soon.
Any more questions?
Going so soon?